You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFosse Corporation, LLC.
Hello there, my Mysterians. This is Terry from Texas, your presenter for Terry's Mysterious Moments. On going back through some of my files on previous shows, I found a very interesting one from Season 1. This is Episode 25. So this is from 2017. It's a show about haunted or scary forests. And I think you'll enjoy it. So give it a listen. Thanks again for being here, for following along on Terry's Mysterious Moments, and for being a Mysterian. Enjoy. Ah, the sounds of the forest at night. Such beautiful sounds for those of us who have lived in the country. And for those of us who desire to live in the country, they bring memories or thoughts of peaceful nights, maybe occasionally a wolf howl or owl hoot, or the crickets at night. Different sounds of the forest, beautiful sounds. But I want to talk about forests that are not so beautiful. I don't know what it is about forests that makes some people so frightened. I think Hollywood has a lot to do with it in the movies that we've seen. Look at the Blair Witch, filmed in a forest, made people scared. Different movies just terrify people about the forests. But I want to look at a few forests that are considered to be haunted, or at the very least, very frightening. Go to Japan, we look at the Aokigahara Forest, which is known to be a place of suicide, a place of losing oneself. There are approximately 100 suicides per year in the Aokigahara Forest. The forest is at the base of Mount Fuji. On any given day, you can walk through the woods and find human bones strewn about and dead bodies hanging from the trees. There are those who say the forest is to blame for the suicides. They call people into the forest to give their lives up. So there's something about the forest has a dark energy
that amplifies the sadness and the negative feelings within people as they come in to the forest. It goes further to say that if you do die in the Aokigahara forest, you are doomed to stay there for an eternity. Who remembers Grimm's fairy tales? A lot of them were written about the Black Forest in Germany. And there's a good reason why the Black Forest is a spooky forest. It's a scary forest. The Black Forest of Germany sprawls along the Rhine River. It's a dense wood of pine and fir, and it's a setting, like I said, of many of the Grimm fairy tales. Sunlight almost does not penetrate the trees to get to the floor of the forest, and it gives it a nightmarish feeling, making it a perfect place for things that go bump in the night. According to legend, the forest is apparently home to nymphs, a headless horseman, and the ghost of a king who kidnaps young maidens who dare wander alone. Witches allegedly practice their dark arts there, and some believe a pack of werewolves lurks within the depths. Freetown State Forest in Massachusetts. The Freetown Fall River State Forest is within an area known as the Bridgewater Triangle, an area of southeastern Massachusetts known for a wide range of paranormal happenings. The land was formerly home to the Wampanoag people, who believed the forest was sacred and it contained several American Indian burial grounds. Some believe it was cursed when settlers began stealing the land. In addition to strange noises, lights, and ghostly apparitions, the area has been host to satanic ritualistic murders and satanic cults. Carl Drew, a pimp and a cult leader, slaughtered women as sacrifices in the woods. On October 13, 1979, he murdered and mutilated prostitute Donna Levesque. Another prostitute, cult member Karen Marsden, witnessed the murder and wanted out. She was tortured and killed as a satanic sacrifice on February 8, 1980. She was savagely beaten and had her hair and fingernails pulled out while still alive. Drew decapitated her. Now we come to one of my favorites because of the stories that come out of it. The Pine Barrens of New Jersey. The Pine Barrens are relatively uninhabited by humans, at least, and stretch over 1.1 million acres of South Jersey. If the extreme isolation weren't enough, the area is also home to the Jersey Devil. According to legend, Pine Barrens native Mrs. Leeds, Mother Leeds, gave birth to 12 children, and when it came to having number 13, she either gave birth to the devil or said, "Let the devil take this one." According to legend, the baby had a goat head and hooves, leathery bat wings, and a forked tail. Again, according to legend, after slaughtering the midwife, it disappeared into the forest. A priest allegedly performed an exorcism in 1740. There have been sightings of the beast throughout the forest ever since. Another one of my favorites is the Hoiabaciu Forest in Romania. This is a place of extreme mystery. One unexplained mystery is why some of the trees grow the way they do. They look like fish hooks. They come straight up out of the ground, then between 1 and 2 feet. They lay over sharply to one side and then curve and grow back upright, leaving some very odd shapes for the trees. Nobody knows why, how that happened.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
The Hoyabachu Forest is known as the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. Vampires and creepy woods, they seem to go together. The locals say no one should ever venture near this place, because if they do, they won't come back. They know not to go into the forest. Those who enter have experienced extreme nausea, mysterious rashes, vomiting, headaches, and debilitating anxiety. There have been UFO sightings in the forest, and some theorize there's an interdimensional portal in the forest on account of the disturbing number of people who lose track of time in the forest. They vanish into the woods and have no memory of anything that happened while they were gone. There is also a clearing out in the center. I don't know that it's the dead center of the forest, but out in the forest there is a clearing that makes a circle. It's a fairly large area. And if you'll remember, the TV show Destination Truth went there once. And while trying to get there, they had several mishaps, including renting a plane to get a bird's eye view of the area so they'd know where they were going, and having the roof rip off the cockpit of the plane just as they took off. So they landed safely, but then they rented four-wheelers and went into the forest and came to the clearing quite by accident. They were putting up their cameras, and they left one of their men in the center with cameras facing. He had the shoulder rig that showed his face, and then there was a static camera a ways off filming him. And he started reporting hearing women's voices off in the distance and circling around him in the woods. He also said that he was feeling like somebody's walking up on him. And then all of a sudden, according to the camera, he was yanked by his right hand back and out of the picture. And when they got to him, which they saw this live and they ran immediately to him, when they got to him, he had scratches on his arms and he was wearing long sleeves, and both a long sleeve shirt and a long sleeve jacket. And no idea how he got the scratches. And he was in a state of shock. So they pulled him out and had somebody else sit there. But they did record strange lights that were not hovering over the trees. They were hovering in the trees. So the Hoyabachu is one of my favorite places. I'd love to go visit there and just see what happens. Just call it curiosity. Moving on, we have a place called the Epping Forest in England. Epping Forest, was a hideout for the infamous 18th century highwayman, Dick Turpin, who buried his murder victims in the woods. Paranormal encounters reported by visitors to Epping include headless men, the sound of thundering war drums, and a ghostly woman who leaps from the trees and dives in front of cars to cause accidents. It also contains two hotspots of dark lore, Hangman's Hill and the Suicide Pool. It is said that if you park your car at the bottom of Hangman's Hill at night and turn off the engine, the car will slowly roll uphill. According to legend, the car is drawn to an ancient tree where three witches were hanged. Another legend says an innocent man was hanged there. Perhaps it's a combination of both. As for the suicide pool, it's said a girl's father found out she was meeting a boy in secret and killed her at the pool some 300 years ago. Her lover found out and committed suicide at the same spot. There was another suicide there in 1887. Not long after, a woman, Emma Morgan, killed her child and herself at the pond. Now it's said the pool compels people to take their own lives. An evil force exists within its dark waters. No birds are heard near the spot, and no animals wander by. Sounds pretty much like the forest in Japan, doesn't it? This one, I may mess up the name, and I apologize for anybody living in the area. The Pocomoke Forest in Maryland. I don't know if that's pronounced correctly, but that's what it looks like. The Pocomoke Forest is dense and swampy. With a history of slave abuse and death, there are many tales of slave owners having affairs with and impregnating slaves, then drowning the babies to cover up their behavior. Witnesses in the area claim to have seen apparitions of slaves around the Pocomoke Swamp. There have also been sightings of beings called elementals. These spirits appear as mist, or as goblin-like creatures, or as light-emitting entities similar to fairies. It's a place I think I would stay out of, honestly. Old House Woods in Virginia. After witnessing bloody battles during the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, it's no wonder this stretch of woods in Biggs, Virginia is riddled with restless spirits. The ghosts of slaves and soldiers can be seen wandering about. Some claim to have seen a woman, a mysterious woman of mist, floating and dissipating at will. Many have gone into the woods and never come out. Those who venture in and live to tell the tale report it to be at least 10 degrees cooler in the woods than in surrounding areas. For more than 200 years, people have reported sightings of headless dogs, witches, and even spectral pirates and ghost ships floating through the sky. According to legend, a band of pirates buried treasure in the woods for safekeeping, but died in a storm before they could retrieve it. The woods border the ocean, hence all the pirate stuff. Daring Woods in England. The Daring Woods are also known to locals as the Screaming Woods. It's said you can hear blood-curdling, banshee-like screams of lost souls crying out in the night. The woods border the village of Pluckley, at one point the most haunted village in Britain. On November 1st, 1948, 20 people were supposedly found dead in the woods, 11 of them children. A newspaper headline from the Smarton Post was the only evidence of the massacre, though there's no record of that paper ever having existed. And also, there's a Facebook URL on it, which they didn't have Facebook in 1948. So though the massacre may be an invention, it has roots in reality. The blood-curdling screams emanating from the woods date to the 18th century, when highwayman Robert Dubois was dragged into the woods by villagers and executed. It said the vengeful spirit of Dubois haunts the woods. If you hear his footsteps thumping behind you, run, or it will be the last thing you hear. Here's another one I'm going to tear up on the name because I don't speak Spanish, but I'm going to try my best. The Isla de las Muñecas in Mexico. It's called Island of the Dolls. It's not a forest nor an island, but it's still a tiny wooded peninsula in a network of ancient canals in, and I'm not even going to try that city's name, near Mexico City. It's also creepy as all get out. The trees are covered with hundreds of creepy dolls. Decapitated doll heads, severed plastic limbs, and gaping dark holes where plastic eyes once were will greet you like a sight from your worst nightmare if you take the famous, idyllic boat trip tourists flock to that city for in droves. As the story goes, more than 50 years ago, the Island of the Dolls' only inhabitant, Don Julian Santana, found the body of a drowned girl along with her doll in the water. He strung up the doll as a memorial to the girl and continued to strap thousands more dolls to trees until his death in that same canal in 2001. Many swear they've heard the dolls laughing and whispering. Some believe the dolls are vessels for the dead, or that they're possessed by evil forces. Others believe the dolls are guardians and should be respected and not feared. The TV show Ghost Adventures also did an episode here. And what I remember most about the episode is while they were in this little shack, for lack of a better word, one of the dolls started talking or laughing and nearly gave Zach a heart attack because there were no batteries in this doll. The Ballyboley Forest. Again, if I mess that up, I'm sorry. The Ballyboley Forest in Northern Ireland. The Ballyboley Forest, with distinctive stone arrangements and circular trenches, is supposedly an ancient druid site, said to hold an entrance to the Celtic otherworld. As per local legend, an alarming number of disappearances took place from the 15th to the 17th centuries within the forest. Purportedly, two men roaming the woods heard a woman screaming. They looked for the source of the scream but found nothing more than a tree streaked with blood. They fled in terror, but braved a look back and saw four figures standing motionless, dressed in brown rags, their heads covered. Much of this history, however, is somewhat suspect, as in light of the fact that, according to the British government, Ballyboley Forest wasn't planted until 1957. It doesn't say what was there prior to that. In 2016, the forest was the scene of an event that shocked and terrorized locals. A rave. Hundreds of people, many of whom were on copious amounts of drugs, drunk out of their minds, and apparently didn't even know what country they were in. How do you go to an island country and not know where you're at? When all of these people descended on the woods for a massive, illegal outdoor party. Dow Hill, D-O-W, Dow Hill, in northeastern India, borders Nepal, Bhutan, and Bangladesh. Visitors to the forest have reported the feeling of being watched and caught glimpses of movement in their peripheries. One of the most famous ghost sightings in Dow Hill is a headless boy who has been seen wandering in the forest and down a street known as Death Road. The hauntings aren't confined to the woods either. They've trickled into the halls of a school at the forest edge. Laughter, eerie whispers, footsteps still echo through the Victoria Boys High School, even when it's closed for holidays. There are those who believe the spirits of the area live in the school. There's another forest in Texas. It's a very large area, much like the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, but it's called the Big Thicket. And in the Big Thicket is a town known as Saratoga. And there's a road outside of Saratoga called Bragg Road, B-R-A-G-G Road. Saratoga is home to the creepy Bragg Road ghost lights. It's also known as the Ghost Road, and it's been haunted since the early 60s. On an old road in the town's Big Thicket Forest, visitors constantly observe, or consistently observe, a glowing, flickering light in the distance. This only occurs at night, and people usually need to turn off their car lights to witness the paranormal activity. There are many stories explaining the occurrence, but the two creepiest legends include a decapitated railroad worker and a ghostly newlywed for searching for his late bride's murderer. That's all I have for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the story about the forests. I've intentionally left out my Forrest Gump joke, so we'll just drop it at that. If you'd like to contact me at Terry's Mysterious Moments on Facebook or Terry's Mysterious Moments at gmail.com. I'd like to hear your stories. I'd like to hear comments. I'd like to hear criticisms even to it, if you have them. Just let me know you're listening. Say hi. I love to message back and forth with the people who listen to the show. Well, that's what I have for tonight. Again, remember, Terry's Mysterious Moments on Facebook or Terry's Mysterious Moments at gmail.com. Go ahead and send me something. I'd appreciate it. Y'all have a good night now. Bye.
Love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast. Now, with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.